Afghanistan has an unofficial winner in its presidential election. Preliminary results show interim leader Hamid Karzai has won 55% of the vote. His closest opponent gathered barely 16%. But the United Nations-sponsored Electoral Commission will not declare a winner because it is still investigating charges of vote rigging. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Kabul.
Kabul celebrated Afghanistan's first national elections on Saturday by holding a series of buzkashi matches. Buzkashi is a uniquely Afghan version of polo. Teams of riders sponsored by warlords flog their horses and each other as they struggle to carry a dead goat to opposite ends of the field. The sport is chaotic and bloody, and a perfect metaphor for Afghan politics and the country's recent history of nearly 23 years of uninterrupted war. No wonder, then, that the international community applauded when on October 9th, millions of Afghans flocked peacefully to the polls. Barbara Stapleton is an aid worker with Afghan Relief.
They voted, and there was enthusiasm for the process of voting, for the process of choosing their leader for the first time in Afghan history.
But foreign and Afghan observers agree that the elections were not perfect. Before announcing final results, the United Nations says it must complete an investigation into complaints lodged by opposition candidates like Haji Mohammed Mahakek, a chieftain of the Hazara ethnic group who appears to have won third place in the election. He says the polls were rigged in interim Afghan leader Hamid Karzai's favor.
If the result of this investigation was not correct and not convincible for our people, so then we will go to our people and we will tell our people that this election was rigged in favor of one man. So then it is up to the government to deal with the people.
In communities like the village of Baghale Kala, residents grateful for several years of post-Taliban stability said they did not care about the cheating. This turbaned, white-bearded old man named Gulab Shah pointed to the newly paved road that now runs to the village.
Because Karzai built the road for us, and we've got peace and security in the country now. We don't have any more fights in here. So that's a good idea to go and vote for Karzai.
Preliminary results show Karzai swept most of the country's main cities, as well as the provinces dominated by his own Pashtun ethnic group, which makes up a 60% majority of the Afghan population. But these results also show signs of lingering ethnic divisions. In the northern and central strongholds of the country's three other main ethnic groups, voters cast their ballots for their own ethnic leaders. Meanwhile, after failing to make good on threats to derail the elections, the Taliban insurgency reared its head this weekend with a suicide bomb attack in the heart of Kabul. A series of grenade explosions on Saturday killed an 11-year-old Afghan girl and Jamie Mikulski, a vacationing 23-year-old native of Minnesota. More attacks are on the way, a Taliban spokesman later said, adding, "The elections cannot stop our holy war." Ivan Watson, NPR News, Kabul.